Today's Shir Mishav Riyami is Simon Shin Chaf Dalid. We are up to Sif Dalid. Now, before feeding an animal, feeding an animal straw, it's necessary to untie the bundles, which are generally tied in two or three places, the two ends and sometimes the middle. And so again, it's generally tied in these two or three places using straw itself as string. So the straw would be the string. Besides that, it is common practice to rub the straw in order to soften it. So in this sif, the Shulchan Aruch is going to address whether these preparations are usur due to tircha yaseira, unnecessary exertion. Now, another issue that arises here is under what circumstances, if any, untying the bundles would violate the malacha of matir, untying. In general, the isur, the malacha of untying matir, applies only to a lasting or elaborate knot. Untying a simple, temporary knot is mutter. We dealt with this in great detail in Shin Yud Zayin, Ayin Shum. Now, we continue on. Here we go. Siftali. Kashin shal shibolim shekashrim b'shnayim o b'shloshim akamos. Concerning straw from ears of grain that is tied in a bundle in two or three places, as we said in our introduction, a person can untie the knots to enable an animal to eat the straw. Rama says that some say that one can only untie a temporary knot. He quotes the Hagos Al-Fasi. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah here. Sif katan yud buys. V'yesh omrim. So this is the Ramah's comment here. That some say that one can only untie a temporary knot. Kasa v'toysam v'shabbos v'chein v'sefer beis meyer v'kuli alma sfir lehu hachi. So they write that really all poskim agree to this, but since the Ramah only goes he writes that since the Ramah only found this halacha explicitly stated in one place, so he writes, some say. He continues on. He says here that, check out the Rabbi Akiva Eger, okay, where he's quoting the Mari Kash, who says the Marikash, who says as follows: the Daito, the Harambam cholik as alzeh. He holds that the Rambam actually is cholik on this approach and really permits untying a lasting knot.
It's 12 o'clock.
Now, umikomakom ladina ein lahakel. And he says, however, that the core halacha is that one cannot be makel. Why? Because Rashi, he says that that's Rashi, Varamach, Gamkein, also say the Yesh Kosher Umater, Af, V'Achle, Behema. They also hold that the Malachos of tying and untying apply even to a knot made with animal food. As Kumosha Kasati Lehel, B'Simon Shin Yud Zayin Sifei V'Alacha. As I wrote above in Shin Yud Zayin Sifei V'Alacha. And he goes on to Chayodom. Chayodom kasa the Gamma Rambam moide, the Bekash v'Teven, Yesh Kosher u'Matir. And the Rambam agrees that the malachas of tying and untying Kosher u'Matir apply to a knot made with straw stalks. Now, a couple of important ha'aris. There's a machlekes among poskim. We had this in Shin Yud Zayin regarding what is considered a temporary knot, according to the most chamor opinion, if you remember, a knot that is expected to remain until the next day is not considered temporary, and one cannot untie it. Check out there, Shin Yud Zayin Sif Aleph, in the Mishnah Berurah there, Sif Katan Vav. Also, it's clear that in general, untying a lasting knot, okay, you will be over the malacha of matir. Now, some maintain, however, that this iser does not apply, and this is what's going on over here, does not apply to animal feed. So the Ramah here apparently rejects this distinction, and he states that the permissibility of untying that's discussed here refers specifically to temporary knots, which one may untie, even in the case of rope. Now, he brings down here the Rekiva Eger's understanding of the Rambam that tying and untying do not apply to substances that are fit for animal food. And that's basically what's going on over here. And the Chai Adam understands that even according to the Rambam, animal feed is not innately excluded from kosher and matir. Rather, when you're dealing with moist reeds that are fit for animal feed, okay, they're excluded due to the presumption that they will become unfastened when they dry out, and the knots they form will be temporary. So in the case of straw, which is dry to begin with, this reasoning is not going to apply, and that's why the Chai Adam rejects such, the distinction of the Rekiva Eger. Okay. Continuing in the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, a person is not allowed to rub the straw with his hands, as is generally done with animal feed, as we explained in our introduction, so that it makes it easier to eat. And the reason that the former case is permitted and this latter case is usur, is prohibited, that's because one is permitted to render inedible animal food edible, right? Shivui oichel b'davar she'eno ochel mutter lasoso ochel. Let's see, sifkaton yud gimel. I'm going to spell this out. Lasoso ochel. Mishum tzara de behema. This is because and due to the suffering of the animal. If one cannot prepare food for an animal, it will suffer from hunger. The leniency in this kula that's extended here applies specifically to providing for what we know to be like the halacha, providing for domesticated animals, because they are dependent on us human beings for their sustenance. And this point is going to be discussed coming up in Sifim Yud Aleph and Yud Bais. Shulchan Aruch continues, Aval mitrach b'uchla b'davar shehu roi l'achila lo tarchinam ba l'achshiro u'losak lo yoyser. But he says, we're not allowed to exert ourselves in the case of already edible food, right? The tircha is going to be usher to ready it and enhance it yet more. And that's why we can't exert ourselves, right, in the case of already edible food, to ready it and enhance it more. And that's why the latter case is usher, the one of rubbing the straw with your hands, even though this is generally done with animal feed to make it easier to eat. We are up to Sif Hey. Hey, 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 hey. Eitzim shek tzatzan min ha'ilan v'yesh machilim oisav le'behema v'oidam lachim matirin u'mifasvesin bahem la'achilon. Now, regarding branches that were cut from a tree, which some feed to animals while they are still moist. So matirin u'mifasvesin. You can untie the bundle and rub the branches. The shayin shifshuf. This is also rubbing. Bahem le'achilam. You can rub the branches to feed them to the animals. Why? She'enem ru'uyim below shifshuf. Because they're not suitable for animal feed without rubbing. Here we go. Sif katan yuddalim. Yuddalim. She'enem ru'uyim. Bahavi b'flal. Shivui och uchla u'motar. So therefore, in this case, rubbing them is going to be included in the category of rendering an item edible, which is permitted. Meaning in the previous sif, the Shulchan Aruch explained that you're not allowed to exert yourself on Shabbos for the sake of providing his animals with... You're allowed to exert yourself on Shabbos for the sake of providing the animal food, but you can't do so for the sake of merely enhancing the food. So the Mishnah Berurah is just explaining here that the reason why the Shulchan Aruch permits rubbing branches to soften them, that's because they are otherwise inedible, in contrast to straw, whose rubbing was aser, because it is edible without softening. And now we come to some pretty heavy-duty sifim here. This is sifim Vav and Zayin. And in this sif, the Shulchan Aruch is going to allow cutting up gourds before an animal in order to enable it to eat them. You're not allowed, however, to pick the gourds on Shabbos. For doing so violates the malacha of kotzer, harvesting. And three more potential Yisurim are going to be addressed by the Mishnah Berurah in besides what's being discussed in these upcoming sifrim. Number one is the general iser of unnecessary exertion, tircha yisera, if the gourds are edible without cutting, like we've had in the previous sifrim. We're going to get into the malacha of tochen, grinding, which is cutting up gourds very finely, and there might be this iser here. And then the issue of muktzah, if the gourds were attached to the ground at the onset of Shabbos, they cannot be used even if they were subsequently harvested, even, let's say, for example, by a non-Jew, for example. Of course, they're going to be muktzah. Okay, so that's going to, now we're going to get involved in this. A lot of this, I'm not giving major introductions to tochein and muktzah now, because I am assuming that you guys are already big experts in that. But we'll try whatever is necessary to remind you of the important halachos when mentioned here in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Vav. Here we go. Mechatkin duyin lefnei abehema. A person could go and cut up gourds for an animal. Uushin nistashu meyetmol. And this is provided that they were detached from the ground from the previous day. Bluyin, gourds, sifkatan, tesvav. So he says, again, gourds are like big zucchinis or pumpkins, something like that. So he says here, sifkatan, tesvav. Bluyin, bedafka, kishen kashim, shayim ruyim, lecho, balochito. He said, this is mutter specifically if they are hard, so they're not fit to eat without cutting. Aval, kishen rakim, avi bechal mitrach, ba'achlam, va'aser. However, if they're soft, then cutting them up is considered exertion for the sake of enhancing already edible food, which is aser. Again, this was called tircha yisera. Mitrach ba'ochlim v'aser. Afilu kasher le'yichatem rak dak mishum tochein. Okay? And he says, even in the case of hard gourds, one cannot cut them, right, very, very finely due to the malacha of, right, due to the malacha, you can't do it dak, because very finely, because of the halacha of tochein, like we had earlier in Siman Shin Chav Aleph Sif Yud Beis, leinyan chatichas yerek dak. Right, we had the halachas of cutting vegetables very finely, which is tochein. Vayein sham od the iser techina lo shayek rak in daito lachilam laachar zman. We also saw there further the iser of tochein only applies if one intends to feed the animals at a later time. This is very important. Aval mashen daito lachilam leinyan vayerakos. But when his intent is to feed these deluyim or vegetables or anything like it to an animal or birds at once, this is not considered tochein. This is the halacha here, referring back to the Ramah back in Shin Chof. There, back in Shin Chof Gil. Yudbeis, where he states that one cannot cut vegetables into small pieces if his intent is to use them immediately. This is viewed as derech achila, right? The manner of how you eat, and is not considered a malacha. The exclusion of derech achila from malacha, we know, is well established in the Poskim, with regard to borer, and this, as we know, was extended to the malacha of tochein as well. The Ramah accepts this kula. It's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah here brings down the Ramah's psak, because there, by the way, I said Shin Chaf Gimel, it's really Shin Chaf Aleph, but there, earlier in Shin Chaf Aleph, in Sifkatan Mem Hei, the Mishnah Berurah actually brings poskim who are cholek on this kula, and he there clearly indicates that one should not rely upon this kula. Mishnah Berurah states that even according to the Ramah, a person cannot finely cut vegetables with any type of specialized utensil designed for this person. He has to use a regular knife. Now, just one other thing it's important to mention. The Mishnah Berurah is applying the Ramah's kula to food that is inedible until it is cut up. The Chazon Ish happens in Siman Nun Zayin, happens to be cholek, and argues that since the food is inedible at the outset, cutting it up cannot be considered part of the eating process. We move on, moving on, April. Here we go. Sif katan tes zayin, shenitlashu meyetmol. They were attached from the previous day, meaning you can cut up, the Shulchan Aruch said, the gourds before an animal defeated. This is only provided they were attached from the ground the previous day. Why? Because if they became detached on Shabbos, it's asa to even move them, according to all opinions, due to the iser of mukta. Now, although the gourds have been detached and are now fit for Shabbos use, they nonetheless remain mukta based on the principle of migo de iskatsoi. Now, we've explained, again, if this is when they become detached on Shabbos, this is why it's usher, it would be usher to move them. Okay. Now, the truth is, there's a Sharat Siyan here that gets into a very important halacha, with respect to the halacha of Dechiya B'Yadayim, Ayin Shom, we cannot get into it right now. We move on. Sif Zion. Mechatchin Nevela Lifnei Kilovim. Lifnei HaKlovim. Afilu Nisabla Hayom. Bein Shahisa Mesukenis. Bein Shahisa Bria. Vahani Mili Benevela HaKosha. Sheiefshar Lahem Leachla Velo Chaticha. Avalim Haisa Ruya Lahem Velo Chaticha. Lo. The mitrach mashu roi lo tarachinam. So he says here that you can cut up a carcass for dogs to feed them, even if the animal died on that day. This is so, he says, whether it was visibly at risk of death at the onset of Shabbos or whether it was healthy. He says this applies to a tough carcass, which the dogs cannot eat unless it is cut up. Right? This is what he's talking about, a tough carcass. That's what he means when he says, "V'hani mili b'nevela akasha she'yeshal lahem lacham lochaticha." Aval v'haisa ruhi lahem lochaticha lo. However, if it is edible without cutting up, then this is not permitted. It's usher. Why? The mitrach mashu roi lo tarchina. Because a person is not allowed to go ahead and exert himself for that which is once again already edible. This is principles that we've had. Now the Shulchan Aruch here is really addressing whether you can go cut up a carcass for dogs on Shabbos. And as in the previous sif, once again, there are three potential issers: Tirchi Yaseira, Trina, and Mukta. But there's an important distinction here between the two sif. The previous sif, we learned that if the gourds were attached to the ground at the onset of Shabbos, they remain Mukta for the duration of Shabbos, even if they are later harvested. But in this sif, an animal that dies on Shabbos does not remain Mukta, even though it was alive and unfit for use as dog food at the onset of Shabbos. And we'll see, okay, why this is going to be. Because, you know, a live animal is generally mukta on Shabbos since it doesn't serve any Shabbos use. So let's see. Sif katan yud zayin, beisha haisa bria. This is whether it was healthy or whether it was visibly at risk at the onset of Shabbos. Sif katan yud zayin. Eliyahu Rabba, he says, Sefer Elio Rabba, Mestap Beit Pabria. He's not so sure when it comes to a healthy animal that it is going to be mutter. Because perhaps since he did not at all have in mind that it would die, and that he would actually feed the dogs from it. So therefore, so he says that, and since he did not at all have in mind that it would die, and he'd feed the dogs from it, it would be usher to move, according to all opinions, due to mukta. The Bar Agra is also, he says, lo bira, uncertain about this case. Sif katan yud ches akasha tough carcass. Afilu meinena kasha legamre. Shavoy la lachilai deatchak. Even if it is not completely tough and is fit for animal consumption with difficulty, nevertheless, this case too is in the category of rendering a food edible and is therefore permitted and mutter. Sif katan yud tes she'yisher lahem la'achla b'lochi katicha, which the dogs cannot, right, eat without cutting it up, Mr. Brura, Sivkat Yuches, Yites, She'ir Shalem, Uhu Adim Kishiyer Raka, Ach Shaklav Hen Ketanet, Chol Nevela Kasha Lehem. He says the same applies when the carcass is actually soft and tender, the dogs are young. For any carcass is going to be tough for the young dogs, for the young little puppies. We now come to the Ramah. Vayein le'el simen shinchaf aleph in mutter lechatcho dak dak lefnei ofos. Once again, he brings up the tchina issue, dak dak. The afal gav the ofos ein yichoy lechol ki im kishachatuch dak dak, because even though the birds cannot eat meat unless it is cut very finely, nonetheless, we call makoyim usher mishum chashash tchina. Nevertheless, this is still usher out of concern that this violates the malacha of tochein. He says, "Ayin ber halacha, dezek kai dafka al basar chay kosher." He says, "We're talking here." Ber halacha says specifically to raw kosher meat, meaning an animal that has been shechted, but not avalo al basar avela, dezek mutter afilu dak dak. An animal that has not been shechted, that's going to be mutter to cut this meat even very finely, because the malacha of tochein does not apply to meat, unless the process of tochein renders it edible. That's the aside. Okay, and this condition results in a distinction then between nevela and kosher meat. Kosher meat is considered edible when raw because it's generally used, okay, to feed animals such as dogs. Unkosher meat, right, is considered edible when raw because it's generally used to feed animals such as dogs, and they can eat it like is. And cutting it finely does not render it edible, and it's therefore mutter. Kosher meat, however, is not considered edible when raw because it is generally used for people or for birds who cannot chew it in that state unless it is cut very finely, and doing so therefore violates the malacha of tochein. Now, just a reminder of the famous Trumas HaDeshen that's being, you know, applied here. The food items that, this is the Trumas HaDeshen, Nunvav, the food items that do not grow from the ground are excluded from the prohibition, the Isser of Tochen, because they differ from the agricultural items such as wheat, which the Avmlacha, right, that was what was primarily involved. And he therefore paskins that one can cut up meat for someone who has no teeth, based on this psak. The taz and the gra permit cutting up raw meat for one's birds. However, according to the Magen Avraham's interpretation of the Trumas HaDeshen, if you remember back then, there is an exception to the kula if an item is rendered edible through the process of tochein, then the iser applies even if that item does not grow from the ground, since whole raw meat is inedible to birds, and cutting it up makes it edible for them, it will therefore be an isser of tochein, is different from the case of cutting up meat for someone who has no teeth, because there it is otherwise inedible to him. Even though it is otherwise inedible to him, it is edible to most people. Okay, and with that, we should understand everything that is going on over here.